Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tippy Talk, TNT in the Night, where we talk about overcoming difficult situations or just handling it better. We go through our daily adventures where we ask the question, what have you done today? What stands out today? And what is the most important thing that happened today? How have you overcome today? And what was your challenge of the day? We march into the other side of midnight, walking in the retrospect, tracking our behavior, not to judge ourselves or feel bad about it, but to find ways to improve our tomorrow. Presented to you by the E Factor, we talk to people who were faced with major challenges and find their struggles and triumphs and lessons that they were blessed with due to the way they rose to the call of the other side, the way they faced situations that they never thought they would have to face. Because what you will find when the unexpected hits you in the face is that there are resources deep within you that begin to bubble to the surface and make themselves available to you and invite you to help yourself in situations that you never saw before.
Hello, and welcome to Talk.
Where we talk about important things that will help you. We take a look at what we have done today and then decide how we want to manage tomorrow, how we can change tomorrow, and how things can get better and better and better every day. I'm back and I'm excited to be back at 11 o'clock Eastern Time every single Monday, and today marks the beginning of a new chain of events of being here with you every Monday and touching on subjects that matter to you today, subjects that you can work with and you can change, and things that you have under control. And I scheduled the show today at 11 o'clock a few days ago, but today I woke up very sick. So right now when I'm talking to you, I have the flu. I can barely breathe. My head is exploding. But because I wanted to stay in the now, I wanted to do it today. And weirdly enough, being sick like this, I was at the doctor's office today the entire afternoon, but not for me, for my mother. I was there from 1 o'clock till 6 o'clock, sneezing, coughing, running my nose, barely breathing, not eating, but waiting for the examination. So if you hear me sniffle and snuffle and cough, you'll know I am very sick right now. But I have an important message to you for you, and I was not going to skip the show because the show is very, very important to me, and you are very important to me. And this is designed for you to be able to listen in and learn something that can make your tomorrow better. Think about, what did you do today? Go ahead and grab a pen while I tell you the importance of staying in the now. And if you have your pen in your hand, this is how most people live their life. Most people spend their time really burdened and really feeling heavy guilt and pain from things that happened in the past. And they walk around all day, every day, dialoguing about the past, what they should have said, what they could have said, and saying things over and over in their head. And that causes a disruption, and that stops you from the creative power that you have inside of you. And that's one way yourself
from moving ahead, living in the past. Another way is living in the future, which is stressing about problems of what if something happens, what if there's a problem, what if we don't succeed in something. And that also rejects the power of creation, which is your creative power to create your life. And in order to create, to tap into the creativity and to tap into your infinite creation, you must stay in the now, because that's your point of infinite creation. It exists in the now. It does not exist in the future, and it certainly does not dwell in the past. So if you really want to live your life abundantly, you cannot do that by consuming yourself of what may go wrong in the future. Your infinite creation is right now, right at this moment. Now, when you cut yourself off from the lack, now is when you can do it. Now is when you can cut yourself off from the negativity. That's when you can become connected to it, and that's when you become abundant, abundant with joy, abundant with love, and abundant with money. That's when you can do the one biggest, most important thing that only you can do. You can banish the negative perception of what you have from your mind. For example, if you don't want to be poor anymore, you can banish being poor. You can banish being poor from your experience, and you can unlock that power. That is the power of now and the power of creation. So today it's about staying in the now. And talking to you about how I stayed in the now today, and that's how I survived it, because it was excruciatingly painful to sit in the doctor's office and wait what seemed like eternity for him to do what he had to do, which basically ended up taking exactly 5 minutes, while all I wanted to do was go to bed and just get under my blankets and close my eyes and take some hot tea maybe with me. But being in the now, I sat down and I focused on what do I feel right now and what would I do right now. And that's how I stayed manageable. I didn't think about what I'm going to do when I get home and what if I never get home and how I wanted to really hurt the doctor for not coming in faster. I just stayed in the now, and I survived it with a smile. Creations, the perspective that freed me from really suffering today. So here is the tip for today. Not if you're not feeling well, but if you're feeling well or feeling as well as you possibly could, is when you wake up tomorrow, look at your to-do list. And anything and everything that has nothing to do with your goal, don't do it. Just don't do it. So look at all your lists and match it up to your goal. Obviously, I'm assuming that you have a goal or a dream or something that you want to fulfill. But tomorrow, make it a day. And then if it has nothing to do with your goal, number one. And then another one is to stay in the now. Stay in the now no matter what you do. So let's say if you want to lose weight and you want to think about how you will look after you lose weight, how you will feel after you lose weight, stay in the now. You look at yourself and you embrace what is right now. You love yourself for who you are, because that is a great starting point for losing weight. If you want to accomplish any other goal, stay in the now and just embrace it and do whatever it is that is going to go towards that goal. Do not do anything that isn't. And if you find yourself that you're thinking about the past and you find that you're thinking about the future and you find that you're slipping up, calmly, don't beat yourself up, just calmly and quickly return to the now. And when you return to the now, return to that smile, return to the joy, return to the acceptance. Because that's how you're going to shift out of lack. And you're going to walk into the perspective that you create right now at this moment. So it's important, it's really, really important that you stay today at the moment. That way you become the lightning rod and you can manifest whatever it is that you want to manifest. And as I was sitting in the doctor's office waiting, I wrote down some things and I listened to some of my mentors. And my favorite one today was Christine Howe. And Christine Howe had some tips that you can use in order to attract your positive attractions. And I'm going to tell you what it was because I spent a lot of time listening to her. And it was really enlightening. And I really love her. So here are the three tips that you can do to activate your positive attraction potential. Your potential to attract and to experience abundance. So first of all, you have to be willing right now to free yourself from the past, from the regrets, and to free yourself from worrying of the future. So take a moment and think about it and allow it to let it go. Allow the past and the regrets for a moment. And allow the future to possibly be the bright future that you want it to be. No what ifs. So tip number one is to avoid saying yes to dream decoys. This is Christine's words, not mine. Now, what is a dream decoy? Saying yes to life is really a good thing because amazing things happen when we say yes rather than we say no and hide away. But when something comes along that seems like it's your dream and you're going towards your dream, but it's not. It's just a decoy. That's when you step into your power and that's when you say no. And you ask yourself, is this in alignment with my dreams? Because dream decoys, they give you the false meaning of momentum and action, but they have nothing to do with what you real life desire. It's actually a disconnect from the now. So instead, if it does have nothing to do with something that I desire, don't do it. And that was the first tip that I mentioned on top. And that's the thing that for tomorrow, walk around with that and ask yourself, everything that you do, does this have something to do with my desire? Because if it doesn't have anything to do with it, I'm not going to do it. And I'm not going to stress about all the things that you have to do. Because you're going to look at your to-do list and you're going to delete anything that has been on your list for over 6 months. Just delete it, erase it, gone. Because you'll find that a lot of those things that you have on your to-do list, they may have nothing to do with your desire. It's a huge benefit in this. And you try and do it, and then you tell me how it worked out for you. But don't forget that while you do it, you stay focused on the now. You stay focused on right this moment. Because that's all that matters is right now. Nothing else really matters. Where you are, don't stop worrying about where you are now, where you want to be, all the painful things. Just have fun with it. Start letting you live your desires right now. So go ahead and pick one thing that is part of your vision for your future amazing life to your tomorrow. And if you're listening to it in the morning, build it into your today. A lot of people get really scared about this because they keep thinking, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'll do it in the future. I'll do what I really want to do tomorrow. But tomorrow never comes. So pick something that maybe takes an hour or less. Maybe something doesn't even cost anything. And just do it. What will happen is it will create a feeling that has always been just out of reach for you. So simply decide today to enjoy something that's part of your future vision and yank it out of your future, as Christine said, and live it in the now. Live it right now. And that's how you open your world to the incredible momentum. Incredible momentum of creation, which is the missing ingredients in living your deepest desire. So enjoy the journey. It's the key that will take you fast to be there. Right here, right now, decide that no matter how often you may get tempted back to the regret of the past or the fears of the future, that you are committed to quickly bringing yourself back into the present moment, because you know that is where your true power lives. And second tip is how to become fully present in every moment. Big secret is to focus. Focus on whatever you're doing right now. Whatever it is that you do, give it 100% of your intention and focus. Don't do one thing and think about other things. Don't look at a person you're talking to and think about your father at home and what you're going to do when you get home or what you're going to cook for dinner. When you're talking to someone, look at them and stay there and listen and answer and respond and be in this moment. Maybe even when you're washing dishes, just feel that water flowing into your hand. Feel that soap, how softly cleans the dishes. That's the secret sauce of creation. Because without focus, you'll be chasing your tail. So don't forget, when you're in a conversation with someone, connect, listen, focus and listen. And fully engage yourself. Be completely where you are. Because when you take time for yourself, excuse me, I'm about to sneeze. This does not feel so great. But I'm going to stay right now here and finish telling you exactly about how to stay in the now and what you have to do. So when meeting silence, when you go into focus into now, and if you decide, let's say, to take a break and be alone for a minute, put your cell phone off, everything out, and just stay completely in the now. Get rid of all the distractions. And just relax for a few minutes. So basically, my lesson that I've learned today while I was sitting in the doctor's office in excruciatingly painful cold, head cold, nose full, trying to survive the few moments, staying in the now is what saved my life. If you do that and you like the idea and you want to stay in the now, we have a lot of ways that you can do it. Follow me right here. And I will show you where you can go to get more tips. And I will let you know when we'll get together on a conference call so that you can ask questions and you can talk about what it is that might be standing in your way. So if you want to remove the blocks that stop you from staying in the now so that you can live carefree right now and you can tap into your potential, And you can tap into the power of your thoughts, because that's a very powerful place to be, where you can control your thoughts, change your mind, and it will change your life. Where you can tap into the power of being focused. And when you can tap into the power of having positive expectations instead of negative fear of the future, everything that you know and everything that stands in your way will begin to melt away. So I have created a special conference call for you where you can have literally someone hold your hand through the rough edges and through the rough times and through the questions that you may have that I've not covered here. So feel free to comment. Feel free to follow. I've reached my limit of where I could actually take this tonight because I can feel myself wanting to sneeze and I don't want to do that really strongly here. So for now, have a wonderful night. Stay in the now. Give me feedback. And for all of you, I send you my love. And I'm hoping that by next week, Monday, I will have a much better experience and a much better ability to take this a lot further. And until then, I'm hoping to hear from you, hoping you follow me so that we can connect on the conference call, and hoping that tomorrow you stay in the now and experience the amazing moment where you live at right now. Take care.
We have come to the end of Tippy Talk tonight on the E Factor Show. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and you are listening to Block Talk Radio. E Factor stands for the energy factor. It is the factor that we adjust in order to take on the daily challenges and mold our life into the energy of our desires. My book, Planning Power, is available on Amazon. All you have to do is go to Amazon.com and type in Planning Power, and my book should pop up either first or second in line. Or you can go to the website and find out more about it, which is lifemodification.net. That's .net, not .com. You can also read the first chapter and see if you wish to read more. And most important, we invite you, the listener, to participate. You can call into the E-Factor Live on Mondays at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 11:30 Eastern Time, and give us your opinion, your question, your idea, or your challenge of the day. We also invite you to follow us. All you have to do is click on that follow button right there on top, and you'll receive updates and notices every time we broadcast. We will be broadcasting randomly throughout the week, but always here live on Monday. Until we meet again, have a magical journey, and let your talent be your potion.